We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Listen, so I got turned on to Dame Drops from Matt Sorois, who's a foodie, and now I follow him on Twitter, and he obviously hosts Fresh Fried and Crispy.
Yeah, he always
now streaming on Netflix. Yeah, we had him on to promote it before.
He's an unbelievable follow on Twitter.
Yeah, it's really
YouTube
fun.
YouTube and everything. It's great.
It's totally fun. And so he's going to be at the Yard Goats game tonight and doing a job fair for Bear Smokehouse and Cast Iron Chef Kitchen and Bar. And obviously, he's a huge supporter of the food and restaurant industry.
Maybe so they need it.
You know, what's great about Dame is he's very accessible. And I saw him post it on Twitter.
So I
was like, "Do you got a minute?" And he's on the line right now. Dame, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning. How we doing?
Good. Well, you know, we want you to, we have Food Truck Tommy comes here at 7:30 every day.
Okay.
And he does a four-ball meatball sub. He does a spicy chicken. Sometimes he'll do a brisket sandwich.
Yes, he does.
And he does all the breakfast stuff. So at some point, you have an open invitation to come review his food truck. He comes to us after Costco. And then I don't know.
They clean him out.
We can make that happen.
Well, they clean him out.
So first of all, what are you doing tonight over at Dunkin' Donuts Park?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Look, man, I just noticed everything that's going on with the restaurant industry because I'm always doing the local Connecticut restaurants for my best and worst reviews, you know, on YouTube. And a lot of the complaints, of course, is just the wait time. People don't even complain on Yelp or Google anymore about the actual food. They just complain that they have to wait longer. And you're going to have to wait longer because staffing issues are real. So if you used to have, you know, maybe 8 to 10 people working in a restaurant, now it's only 2 and 3, you're going to have to wait. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm all about a solution more than a problem, right?
Right.
So I was like, let me just go ahead and start putting on a job fair to help with the staffing issues for these local mom-and-pops that are out there. So I spoke to my main man, Jamie, of Bear Smokehouse. I spoke with Attilio of Cast Iron Chef Kitchen and Bar and let him know what I wanted to do. So they said, all right, we're going to come out. We're going to represent, you know, our companies, and we're part of this job fair. So that's what's going on tonight at the Hartford Yard Goats game in the Dunkin' Donuts Park.
No, it's weird because I spent last week down at Mystic. And, you know, I went to S&P, which is one of I love the place. And, you know, they had to have a couple tables they couldn't fill just because there was no one to work it. So,
right.
You know, that's a big problem for a lot of people.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Indeed. So, I mean, you know, we can kind of close the gap and try to figure it out and, you know, get the bodies back inside of these establishments. That would help with the wait times.
Oh,
definitely could reduce it and get people back into these restaurants and eating good again.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, what do you like better, going into bad-reviewed places and checking the food out or the good ones?
You know what, to be honest with you, the bad ones. I like going into the bad ones and giving them an opportunity to shine because here's the reality, right?
Right.
You have Yelp that's been out there for years.
Right.
So let's just say, gentlemen, you guys own a restaurant. People had just some negative things to say. It brought you down to 2 stars, right? Your food quality might be 4 stars, but you're sitting at 2 stars.
Right.
So regardless if I come in with a 5-star rating, you're still going to be at 2 stars. That's why I even started my own restaurant review app called Restaurant. Spelled T-O-U-R because you're touring restaurants.
Nice.
But at least in the app, you get a fair shake. So if your food is actually good, you won't be sitting at that 2 on Yelp. You'll probably be sitting at that 4 or 5 piece that you deserve.
Huh. Are you involved in the ownership of Mofongo?
Oh, indeed, indeed. So I'm co-owner of the Windsor location at 144 B Broad Street.
Yeah, that's my good. That's my hometown. That's where I live. And
oh, nice.
He lives at the restaurants.
We get takeout. We get takeout there. You used to be able to go, you know, get takeout there, and then the liquor store is right next door. You can get the liquor store moved, and so now it's I have to actually either walk further or drive the car. So that's great. That place is really good.
Hey, do you have one at the Park Street Market? Is that yours? Because there's a Mofongo there.
Yes, so we have Mofongo in New Britain, and like I said, over 4 years ago, Vincent Placeres, he had opened that. Then literally about 2.5 years ago, when Parkville Market was starting to open, he got his second location in Parkville Market. When I was away filming for my Netflix series, he contacted me. He's like, I have an opportunity for a third location. I know you wanted to come aboard. I'm going to send you some pictures, and then you let me know. So then, boom, I sent him some money, jumped on board, and now I co-own the third location.
Just tell people what kind of food is it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Latin American cuisine, man. So, I mean, Mofongo, at the end of the day, you have, like, plantains that are fresh, that are being mashed up inside the bowl, and you can make it a shrimp Mofongo. So you have the white rice and or yellow rice, right? You have a plethora of shrimp. At the end of the day, all of our bowls that we're serving up can feed more than one person. And we're doing it for the low. So you can come in with an appetite and a half, you and your family, get two bowls, and that's going to take care of like eight people. It's crazy.
So listen, I know you're a chicken sandwich guy. And so obviously I know Popeyes is up top. But like what about, like my son went to Haven Hot Chicken and thought it was really good. Like how does that stack up? And I also wanted to ask you about the new Burger King one because I haven't had it yet.
All right, let me tell you something. Haven Hot Chicken, amazing. That, well, one simple word with that one. I remember even when they first opened, we came out with a Dame Drops chicken sandwich at Haven Hot Chicken.
Really?
Yeah, that for a limited time. And that was crazy. I did the filming for it. We just had, you know, a whole bunch of random people that were standing in line. They knew that it was coming out that day. And I was just filming people's reaction to it. So Haven Hot Chicken, I mean, when it comes to the freshness, when it comes to that crisp, when it comes to the flavors, you want to step up your heat level, you can go from mild to extreme and have the tears and the snot rolling down if you need that to happen in your life, right? But that's a different brand and level of chicken that I don't consider fast food.
Oh,
right?
I see.
When we talk about Popeyes, we talk about Chick-fil-A, we talk about Wendy's and or Burger King or even McDonald's, that's the QSR, quick service restaurant, fast food chicken. So we put that to the left. But when you want to talk about, hey, listen, I need that homegrown.
Yeah.
I need that bite of delight, like my backyard action. Yeah. That's when you're speaking Haven Hot Chicken or, you know, a Howlin' Chicken. But for me, it's Howlin' Rays in L.A. Oh, fellas, whoa. Whoa.
Hey, who's doing, like, Nashville fried chicken? Hot chicken, Nashville.
You know what? We're going to give Nashville the credit they deserve. Right, because that's where that spicy, that heat raised level of an amazing bite of tender, juicy chicken, that's Nashville. Nashville owns that. No matter what anybody does, they're only copying the king of fried chicken sandwiches, period. And that's happening in Nashville.
A lot of places are out of it. In other words, you go and you get it, and it's been ordered away.
So people can say hello to you tonight. Down at Dunkin' Donuts Park.
But of course.
All right.
Look, fellas, y'all know I'm accessible 24/7, 365. Folks see me whether I'm shopping, whether I'm at the mall, my family. If I'm out and about at an event, they're right there for it. So, yes, tonight when they see me coming up, we take pictures, do what they want to do. But I just want to make sure, you know, that both of these locations with the Chef Iron Kitchen and Bar and then, of course, with Jamie's Bear Smokehouse, like we're getting them staffed. And then once we get them staffed, I'm going to have two more restaurants coming through.
Okay.
Like, we're going to keep this going to the end of the baseball season with the Hartford Yardgoats. And it's just an opportunity for folks to start getting back into the work field and or switching jobs, going from something that they hate to something they could possibly love, right?
All right. Then. Dame Drops, host of Fresh Fried and Crispy on Netflix. We appreciate you coming on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.